Olivia Wilde, Nancy Pelosi gush over Hillary Clinton. She would have been a spectacular president. By David N. G. on December 11, 2019. Actress Olivia Wilde interviewed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, for an article in The Hollywood Reporter in which they both gushed over failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, with Pelosi claiming that Clinton would have been spectacular as president. Rep. Pelosi also made repeated jabs at President Donald Trump, describing him at one point as whatever that is in the White House. In the conversation, Rep. Pelosi called Clinton's loss in the 2016 presidential election heartbreaking because she believes the Democratic candidate was so qualified for the job. The tragedy of it all is that Hillary Clinton was as well prepared as anyone to be president of the United States. More prepared probably than her own husband when he came into office and George W. Bush, Rep. Pelosi said. By dint of experience, judgment and vision for our country, she would have been spectacular, which makes the fact that she did not win all the more heartbreaking because of the quality of leadership she would have brought. And of course the lack of leadership that we have now. Wilde also sang Clinton's praises, singling out the candidate's far-left, progressive platform. We know that there now is so much more support for the progressive policies that she was championing than she is being given credit for, the actress said. Wilde admitted to being a fangirl of Representative Nancy Pelosi, revealing that she couldn't bring herself to ask hard-hitting questions about Hollywood's close ties with the authoritarian regime in Beijing, or congressional scrutiny into Facebook. I want to ask her everything, from how she feels about Hollywood's investments in China to whether she predicts legislation to curb Facebook, Wilde wrote. But the moment I hear her voice, my mind liquefies into fondue and I am overcome with an intense desire to sob. The actress mother, journalist Leslie Coburn, ran unsuccessfully for Congress last year as a Democrat in Virginia's 5th District. Coburn lost to Representative Denver Riggleman, ARVA. Wilde was one of a slew of Hollywood celebrities who demonstrated last year in the Women's March in Los Angeles, where she issued a warning to President Trump via Twitter. "Today, we take it to the streets," the star said. "At real Donald Trump, you cannot unperson us. You cannot ignore our fury, and you cannot withstand our collective strength. Rise up." In the reporter interview, Rep. Pelosi blamed the news media for giving President Trump so much coverage. Follow David NG on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.